This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Second-degree murder charges will be filed against Matthew Dollop in the killing of a demonstrator in downtown Denver on Saturday. He was acting as a security guard for a TV news crew when he allegedly shot and killed Lee Keltner. Dollop could face a mandatory sentence of 16 to 48 years. His attorney says it was self-defense. A Southern Colorado man has pleaded guilty to plotting to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Richard Holzer was sentenced on federal hate crimes and explosives charges. The maximum sentence for each charge is 20 years plus $250,000 in restitution. According to prosecutors, Holzer is a self-described neo-Nazi and white supremacist. Late last year, he was arrested after plotting with undercover FBI agents to destroy Pueblo's Temple Emmanuel. The agents gave him fake explosives that he planned to use in the attack. Holzer will be sentenced in January. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The census is just about over. Coloradans have until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning to participate in the operation to count every living person in the U.S. The Census Bureau says that 99.9% of households have been accounted for as the field data collection operations end today. Colorado's final census count will determine if the state gets an eighth seat in the U.S. House and how much federal money it will get annually. You're listening to CPR News.